So there's been some really exciting new news out of AI and social media, and that is that TikTok has released a new AI avatar program where they literally have, it looks like people. It's not just like their face or their shoulders, it's like a full person standing there talking, but it's all completely AI. And they're saying that this is going to be really big for marketers, for business owners, for content creators. There's a lot that is, left to unpack here, and a lot of ways that we think you could make money off of this. Jamie, how did you first come across this news? Because you're the one that actually sent me the original video on this.
Yeah, I was actually on TikTok and I opened up the app and it was almost like an ad for their, it's called TikTok Symphony. It's their new generative AI use, and they have all these different avatars and they can do 10 different languages currently. But basically, as Jaden said, it's the video is of a woman talking. She's using hand expressions and everything when she's talking. It seems almost like low produced in a way, like the audio kind of sounds like it came from a phone recording on purpose, I'm assuming, just to make it feel like an actual TikTok video of a recording of someone. So I think it's really cool. I think it's going to be huge for people selling stuff. And right now, TikTok is absolutely blowing up with TikTok Shop because people are making content about different products and selling them. And earning a lot of money with commissions. Now we can do it with AI. So I would actually love to maybe start an AI account, just talking about different products. I wish you could have them holding the product, but I don't think they're quite there yet. But
The next level.
yeah, where do you see this going, Jaden, or how useful is this?
So I think this is amazing, actually. And the reason why, when I was watching the video, it's not like some like perfect AI looking like person, that you've seen like generated by Midjourney or something, like some perfect AI model. It's just like a normal looking person. The background, I thought, is really cool. The background was just like someone's like the back of their bedroom, like closet behind them. It didn't look fancy. It just looked like normal. And this is perfect. This is literally user generated content. I have paid people a ton of money for e-commerce and other projects, where I will literally go to Fiverr and just pay a creator to make a user generated content. It's just them sitting there with their phone saying, "Hey, look at this product that I'm using," whatever, whatever. The point is that it doesn't look too polished and professional, because then just like a big studio, people are going to swipe past that. It needs to look like a person. Then you can make all sorts of things. I think this is amazing because you can be really creative with it. In the scripts you write, you can test out scripts really fast. You don't have to pay someone else to do it. And for TikTok, it's all about not looking too polished. And so you have free user generated content at your disposal. Now you could just make it with these influencers. So I think this is going to be huge for promoting products, and probably for running ads is an area that I think a lot of people are going to be using this for their products. Instead of having to pay all these influencers to make videos, which can be pretty expensive. I don't know. Have you ever paid? I guess you're on the other side of it, Jamie, since you are the celebrity. People are paying you to make videos. But tell us about your experience with that. Like, how much could someone pay for like one of these videos that this essentially replaces?
Yeah, I mean it depends on your following and engagement, but I guess before even like paid ads, there's the big thing right now with TikTok is the organic traffic that you're able to get with TikTok. So the user generated content now, it seems like people are making the content for free in exchange for commission for the item. So if you're, if an influencer is talking about a certain product for $100 and then they sell it on TikTok, they get $10. Well, now, in my mind, with this AI, you take that commission out. So basically, it's literally 100% free for the company, unless they do want to do a paid ad. But they might just with organic traffic. I mean, you take like this avatar of someone talking and then every few seconds throw in some B-roll of the actual product or service. I feel like that's good enough, at least for TikTok to drive some sales. I don't know. What do you think about it?
Okay, so here's my way that I think people should leverage it immediately. Number one, and I have some predictions and why this won't work forever as well. So the first thing is that I predict there's going to be a bunch of people that are going to make like full-on channels with these avatars, just like talking about stuff. They look really realistic. It's interesting. And I think at the beginning, you can get a lot of you'll get be able to get a lot of traffic with that. I don't think it'll last forever, because eventually people will start to recognize the AI avatars, and maybe people will be annoyed, because if people make low quality content with them, then just seeing them, you'll be like, oh, it could be low quality or something. So I do think at the end of the day, like a actual person will probably do well, but will do better. But that being said, there also might be TikTok. TikTok might add like 10,000 avatars, and you can pick whatever one you want. And if they ever did that, there'd be too many. It's just people will just, if they recognize one, they'll just think it's the same influencer. So I think at that point, it wouldn't matter. Regardless, though, people are going to eventually start making the same clone of themselves. So like if you had an account with yourself, you could do that. I've talked to a bunch of influencers who in the past, like the biggest bottleneck these influencers had was they were like, yeah, like I always have to make every single video for my channel. We do sponsorships and stuff, but it's just a lot of work. Now they literally could just clone themselves to do things, or even hire someone to like make the videos for them, where, so they could like completely, you know, have it automated. So that's an interesting thought that I think this gets to eventually. But regardless, I think the people that leverage this right away, you're going to be able to grow channels and do things right now very fast and quickly. And you kind of have the competitive edge regardless of how long this takes. And the last thing I'll say on all of this is that it reminds me of a strategy I used for podcasting early on, which is that I would create 10 different podcast channels and I would go to Well Said Labs and use the AI voice thing there and get ChatGPT to write a script, like 10 scripts, use Well Said Labs to read them. And then I would post those 10 podcast episodes on 10 different channels. And essentially all I was doing was testing out, each channel would be named something slightly different within my niche, and each video or each podcast would be a slightly different topic, but more specifically related to the keyword that I named the podcast. So an example would be, I named one podcast ChatGPT, one podcast Artificial Intelligence, one podcast OpenAI, one podcast LLM, one podcast Machine Learning. So like that, but 10 of them. And then I made 10 different podcasts episodes, one like, what's the best LLM? And then I post that on the LLM one, or like, how do I use an LLM? How do I train an LLM? Or what's the best, you know, is ChatGPT useful? Does ChatGPT lie? Like, and I post those on the ChatGPT. Okay. So I used this strategy. Essentially, all I was doing was testing out keywords. And normally this would have been way too much work for me to go and record 10 podcasts and 10 episodes would be 100 podcast episodes. Like, oh yeah, how long would that take me to record 100 podcasts? Like way too long. I would never do it. But I was able to use ChatGPT and AI to do this. And even though these weren't the highest quality pieces of content, I was testing out what would work best in the algorithm. And when I found the one of those 10 that worked the best, I took that podcast and I scaled it. And that's what is my AI chat podcast today, which used to be called ChatGPT when I first started it and got like a lot of organic traction from that. But you could use this exact same strategy with this new TikTok thing. That's why I bring it all up, because you could make multiple TikTok accounts. You could use these AI avatars to talk about different topics and essentially use them to discover like what is trending and what people want. Then you could go and scale that up, and you can even swap out the avatar person with you, an actual person, or someone that you pay, or maybe just keep doing the AI avatar. But it's essentially a way to very quickly discover what's going to work in the algorithm.
Love it. Spoken like a true hustler. Speaking of which, we have just launched our school community called AI Hustle. You should go check it out. We do deep dives on different side hustles that you can use, do online using AI. We feel like there's tons of value there. If you're looking to find a way to make extra money from home, you're going to want to check out the AI Hustle school community.
We'll leave the link in the show notes for that. This is amazing. Jamie and I have both been doing online side hustles for a very long time and have made essentially our careers. That's literally what we do. Neither of us are currently working a job. This is just what we do. We do online side hustles. And so we are sharing that with you. Insider scoops, best-selling products, things we are not talking about to anyone else. I promise you, you will find there. So if you're interested in making money online, go check it out. Link in the description. And I hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.